If you told me about it, I never would have come to stay. Nothing I could say to her helped, and it was a difficult job not to get her down the stairs so I could make her a cup of tea. She refused to eat anything and announced that she would be driving home that morning. It was my determination to hang on to her and salvage something from what might prove to be our last few weeks together that led me to suggest the walking tour. Her interest quickened when I proposed that we should choose somewhere neither of us had been before. Carrie fetched a book of maps from the car. You have to remember that this was over 30 years ago, well before mobile phones and personal computers, and we spent several enjoyable minutes discussing the beautiful places we had been to, such as Cornwall the previous summer and Dorset on a school geography trip, before settling on something remote and unknown to us both, the Northeast Coastal Path. We chose a route of 60 miles or so, from Whitley Bay to Berwick-upon-Tweed. I climbed up into the attic and found our old two-man tent, gas camping stove and lantern, along with rucksacks and sleeping bags. We packed everything into Carrie's car and left a note for Rufus. I have to confess that I was in a tearing hurry to leave in case Carrie changed her mind. Carrie's car was an old Ford Escort, which...